hello there, and welcome once again to another edition of Chamber Chat. I'm your host, Jamie Gilmore, joined, as always, beside the very reliable tag team partner that is Gavin Williams.
Hello, I'm saying hello again.
Yeah, you are. I like that. I like what you've added there.
Yeah.
You've added something that sounds good. You've added something to your repertoire.
Very big character development.
It is very big character development. So let's talk about today, Gavin. This might not be that long of an episode. We might play five questions with each other. I might just ask you five questions. Gavin's never had five questions asked before.
I don't believe I have.
Okay. And maybe, and also, too, we want to tell you that we're coming live from the Hueytown Chamber Car Show. First time since 2018. So in 2018, how old were you?
That was, what, 7 years ago?
That's good math, Gavin. 13? 7 years ago. 13. So you were a young whippersnapper.
Yeah.
Kind of in the highly, you know, that beginning of teenage life. Now you're a college student, adult.
Yeah, that is.
So that was the last time that happened. Yeah. So so if you look around right now, so first of all, it is a very rainy, messy, windy day. And
compared to other events, the wind is pretty mild.
It feels good though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it feels great. And we're not complaining about how it feels. It's just a wet day. It was raining all morning. You know, the storms woke me up this morning. I got up early, but we're here. It's a very small group. You got myself, you got Debbie Kiker, Megan Kiker, Gavin, and really that's it. We're all here. It's small but mighty. We're running this event. We're gonna make it work. First time in a long time. And so if you were to walk around right now, you see all these great, fantastic cars. Like we're recording right now. We've got looks like a Trans Am, almost like Smokey and the Bandit, which is, if you know the movie, you know what I'm talking about, the Trans Am. We got like a Mustang, a Shelby out there. It's black. It looks fantastic. That old school, I don't know, Chevrolet Impala. Is that what that is? I don't know. See, I don't know about cars.
I'm not a car guy. So.
See, I don't. Yeah, neither one of us are car guys. But I will say this: they're beautiful. They got their hoods up. They're going to be giving out trophies today. We're going to have first place. We're going to have people's choice. The one thing I'm going to be doing a lot today is giving out door prizes. And let's go ahead, Gavin. Go ahead.
Well, Jamie's going to be handing out a door prize every 15 minutes. That's about all I know.
That's all you need to know, though, right? I don't let you know any more than you need to know.
There's also a 50-50 raffle, I believe.
Okay, that's 50-50 raffle. That's right. So it's $5 per ticket. You know, we do these events to publicize it and everything, and we also do it because we want you to one day make sure that, you know, we have them, usually have them here in the city park. We want you to come out. Be a part of it. Be a part of it. Celebrate your community.
Oh, yeah.
Hang out. I want to thank our local businesses. They're here, and they gave out all the door prizes. And I'm going to tell you, there's a table full of some really cool gifts that I have the opportunity to give out today. And I was thinking about this. Okay, so the 50-50, right? You'll get 50% of whatever the money's raised in the lottery, right?
Correct.
So I'm calling out the name, right? Nobody's going to check what I call, right?
Because
it's not a ticket.
It's not a ticket.
No, it's just name ahead, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So if I went, oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing. The winner of the 50-50, Jamie Gilmore. What do you think? Would you think that would be wrong to do that, or?
I think it would be wrong, but you probably have to write your name down and keep a separate card on you.
So morally, I should not just cheat and lie. Is what you're saying?
Yeah, morally. Yes.
We got a food truck today. I've never had it before, but Dog Nation.
Dog Nation.
They are good. They do cheeseburgers, gourmet burgers. They do hot dog, gourmet hot dogs, Polish sausage. So there could be an opportunity. You know, we ate breakfast fairly early.
Yep.
So call me crazy if I go snag a hot dog maybe a little later on. You know, I bought you many drinks in the past. So maybe today there's a Polish dog that Gavin buys in my future.
Maybe.
What do we think about that? You got a job now, right? You're working, man.
You have bought me six hot dogs, technically.
I did buy you six hot dogs. That's correct. I did. I just wish you would have won. That was the only thing I could have, So if we do it this year, you're going to get back in it, right? You're going to do it again?
Yeah, I will. Yeah. If you pay for it or not, I probably will do it.
Oh, I'd be more than happy to pay for it. I just thought it was funny. I just want to, you know. And you did a good job. Six hot dogs, I love a hot dog, but I like a hot dog with a lot of stuff on it, right?
Yeah,
it can't just be a regular hot dog. It's not the same.
If you're up there eating for taste, I mean, you might as well sit there and take your time.
Oh, I mean, come on. I need some relish, some chili, some cheese, kraut. I want a lot of stuff on a hot dog.
That's why I didn't suggest it. I didn't have relish. If they had relish up there.
You're all about some relish, aren't you?
Yeah. I need to get a bowl.
So here are some of the businesses that have sponsored these fantastic door prizes. Hueytown Hardware, Thank you so much. Westwood Discount Auto Parts, Express Oil Change in Dolomite. Want to thank McDonald's. They seem to always sponsor everything. O'Reilly Auto Parts. You see a theme here with auto stores.
Oh, yeah.
City Auto Sales here in Hueytown. Ox Home Services, which I do believe is our reigning business of the year. Am I right about that?
Yes, I believe you're correct.
By the way, I should know that because I was the one that presented that award not too long ago, just a week ago. That episode should be out pretty soon. Check that out. Also, if you could go back and watch it, we did something different for the first time ever. We interviewed people. Well, I say we. I interviewed people on the red carpet, and that was interesting because I really didn't know what I was going to say.
Yeah, that's that's just the.
But that's what I do.
We're just talking to people. Yeah,
that's what I do. I'm all about some improv.
I didn't know if you had to get to that talk show or interviewer character or not.
I want to thank Uncle Sam's Advanced Auto Parts. Megan, how are you?
Good.
Megan,
how are you?
Megan's joining us. She was at the table signing people up. Got a little lull, so cool. We'll talk to Megan in a minute. I want to thank Warrior River Printing, Take 5 Car Wash. Don't take four. Take 5. Car Wash. Speedy's Mexican. Let me be very clear. If you've never been to Speedy's, if you get the taco salad, they bring it out in a wheelbarrow. It's a Hueytown treasure. Give that a shot, okay? L&L American, I want to thank them. And I want to thank Leanne. They always hook me up with the cool towels. If you haven't tried one of those, you wet it, put it in ice, put it around your neck, around your head on a hot day. I'm telling you, this thing literally, I mean, I'm not even making it up. It saved my life. You know this, the red, white, and boom last year. I almost died twice that day.
For real. Yeah. You should have been there.
It was almost curtains. It was almost over with. But you know what?
Debbie did too.
It's been a good ride, though. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you can't ask for much more than what I've been able to accomplish in my life. I'm okay with that. Hueytown Mattress Outlet. If you're looking for a mattress, go to Hueytown Mattress Outlet. Dolly's Cafe, great place. I'm going to tell you this right now. One of the best wraps out there. I love a wrap. They got great coffees
there.
They
were what?
Good sandwiches.
They got an award, didn't they?
They won, I think, Small Business of the Year, if I'm not mistaken, right? We got the Waffle House. Enough said. You love a waffle. Who doesn't? The Hueytown Chamber of Commerce. I wish more of us were here, but we're all here having a good time, hanging out, and small but mighty, making it happen. I want to thank the Hueytown Arts Council. Don't forget, in just a few weeks, City Fest coming to you live here in the City Park. Got a lot of good bands, and I think it's Restless Rodeo is headlining. Is that correct? Am I right about that?
I think that's
it. Is that Restless Rodeo? Yeah.
Or
I think
Road.
Restless Road.
Rodeo.
No, it's not. It's not Rodeo. Their song, one of their better songs, is This Is Not My Last Rodeo. So let's make sure I get that right. Restless. It's not Restless Heart. Anyway, I can tell you this, ladies, you'll be happy. They're very, very. It's a good looking group, so you'll want to be a part of that.
Okay, yeah, it's Restless Road.
Okay, that's what I said. Without the I want to thank the local, by the way, the new coffee shop here in the HYT. It is fantastic. Give it a chance. You like coffee. It's also a cool place to where if you got somebody you want to meet, talk business, it's that kind of place. It's something new and unique to the HYT. And, of course, we already said the final two, City Auto Sales and Auxiliary Home Service. So they're taking care of everything for us. They're making sure that all the door prizes I'm looking forward to giving out. Looks like a table full of door prizes. We've got enough trophies here to give a 3 City Park Youth League teams. We have a table full of these, so that'll be happening today. I want to thank our presenting sponsor, Patrick Sellers, who is a representative of District 57. Want to thank him for making this happen. And it's, like I said, the first chamber car show since 2018. We're also going to have the national anthem being sang. Carl Brown is going to sing the national anthem. We're excited about that. And like I said, door prize every 15 minutes. It's going to be a great day, a great event. And I have never emceed. I've done almost every kind of event you can think of. I've never emceed a car show.
Oh, well.
Is it fair to say that I'm nervous? That would be the word that I would use.
When are you ever nervous?
I think you're more like.
Fourth dates. Fourth date, I'm nervous. That means I need to get out of it. I've been there too long. It's time to move on. Yeah, so fourth date. Don't want to make the fifth date. Fifth date, you got to commit. So I think I stay under 5 dates. Okay. Then so that fourth one, I'm nervous then. I'm thinking, how am I going to get out of this? What am I going to say? Oh, look at the time. I got to go.
Forever.
Forever. There. No, we'll still be friends. It's not you. It's me. Oh, this is going to be great. This is going to be a fun day. And again, it is so wet and rain. We're just hoping a lot of people show up. But the cars look great. And they take such great. You know, when you see somebody has a car like this, and I watched the gentleman do this about 20 times a day. He keeps wiping it down. Yeah. It keeps raining. He keeps wiping it down. It keeps raining. And I feel bad for him. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
This is going. Stop raining, ladies and gentlemen. Cut us some slack. Give us a break if you can. So, Megan, you ever been to a car show before?
Yes. I grew up around muscle cars, so it's kind of in my wheelhouse.
So with your dad, your family?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we went to World of Wheels like every year growing up.
Man, that's so Birmingham, old school, World of Wheels.
Well, my dad has two muscle cars.
Okay.
So right. I've been around. One's drag racing and one's so pretty.
He's pretty good at fixing cars then.
He knows, he's like a mechanic by trade.
Okay. Okay.
He's a retired coal miner, but.
I don't know what the opposite of.
I don't have to take my vehicles to the shop. Okay. Unless it's outside, like the body of it.
Does he change your oil for you?
Absolutely.
Really?
I've only had my oil changed like, I don't know, four times. Not him in my entire life.
Okay, would he change my oil for me? Because
I mean, if you asked him, he probably would. Yeah. But you got to find time. He's got to find time because he's busy.
Well, go ahead. Let's set it in for a couple of Saturdays.
Okay, I'll let him know.
I'm so bad when it comes to fixing cars or anything. I can't fix anything.
I mean, I can do the like basics. Nothing. Like brakes,
I mean, I know
brakes,
how to change oil tires. And change my tires.
Okay, so I can change a tire. It takes about an hour and a half.
Oh, well, as long as you get it done.
Yeah, that's probably too long.
I'm just, especially on my 4Runner, tires are heavy, so yeah. I have trouble, like, picking them up. But okay. I know how to do it.
I'm not going to be on a pit crew anytime soon. I can pretty much tell you that as far as when it comes to changing tires.
I know how to jump a car off, too.
Okay, yeah. I can do that. Red, black. Yeah, I can do that.
I have a fun story. I had to jump my car off, but yeah. There was another car. So I got two forks and a drill battery and jumped it off that way.
You got two forks and a drill battery?
Yep, drill battery. Had a positive and
a negative. Okay, MacGyver, explain that.
There's a positive and a negative on a 24-volt drill battery.
Wow.
I put the forks so that way I could clamp onto something. And then positive to positive, negative to negative.
Okay.
And the car cranked right up.
Okay, okay. Well, that's really good. You know, I can barely turn my car on. So, I mean, when I tell you that I'm so bad mechanically, like, my family will make fun of me. Like, my aunt will go, Jamie, you can't help do anything. Just sit there. I mean, it's that bad.
Yeah, if my dad don't know how to do something, he's a phone call away to call somebody that does.
Well, if my dad's watching me.
But it's rare.
If my dad's watching me do something, I'll hear him like, I'll be like, all right, fine, you do it. You know, like, if I'm taking too long.
Well, people that are good at that, they don't have a lot of patience sometimes. Yeah. When you, like, you're trying to, or you do something wrong, I just get out of the way. I'm cool with that. Like, I'll try. And then let me just get out of the way.
No, well, and also growing up, I was the one that held the flashlight while he yelled at me because it was in the wrong spot. That happened to me and my brothers.
This is going to be such a good time today. We're looking so forward to everybody coming out. We're looking forward to see which car. There's going to be a tough choice today to find out which car wins. Now, I don't really have this information, Megan. You might know. What are we basing the winning on? Like, is it like a certain model?
I'm not sure the...
Yeah, that's why Megan's. That's why she's the best in the business, ladies. That's why I have her sit down. She knows stuff.
Oops, I should know that, but I'm assuming a lot of it has looks.
Okay, how it looks. Okay,
I'm going to, especially People's Choice. That's gonna, because like it's not like everybody's going to crank up and like wah wah wah.
Yeah, People's Choice is definitely going to be just which one they like the best.
Yeah.
Okay, so looking at all the cars right now, Gavin, or what you can see, what would be your People's Choice? Which one would you pick?
This orange truck over here in the back.
Okay, is it because it's orange or just because?
It's closest to my yellow truck. Is why.
Okay.
It's the orange truck instead of yellow.
What about you, Megan? And she,
well,
she looks around.
I haven't walked around.
Yeah.
But yes, I'm not going to lie. Some of the Corvettes look really good.
Do I?
Well, I was trying to whisper to Gavin so you would hear this in the air. So go see if Chuck wants to be on. Usually in radio, you would write something down. I have no pen. You wouldn't hear a business like that. But that was awkward, but it worked. I like Gavin. Gavin's a good guy. Okay, I'm going to go with the black Shelby over there. I just think that's cool. Mustang.
Yeah, that's what's his face?
Is it Chuck's?
Yeah.
Man, we have to talk to him. So we're trying to talk to Chuck Hullerman. He is kind of putting this thing together, and he is the guy that he's a city councilman. And Dog Nation is got another food truck. Where to see these? Look at that. The Bama Cheesesteak, home of the Bama Cheesesteak. That's calling me today. That's calling my name for sure. Once again, I want to thank all of our sponsors. These door prizes are fantastic. People are walking by the table, looking at, they're participating. Now, to get a door prize, you have to be a pre-registered person in this event. And if you're listening right now, that probably means nothing to you. I just want to tell you the rules. I mean, that's really the only reason I'm saying that. I want to thank again, our local businesses for being a part of this and making the door prizes happen. Hueytown Hardware, Westwood Discount Auto Parts, the Express Oil Change in Dolomite. I want to thank McDonald's. I want to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts, City Auto Parts, Ox Home Services, our reigning business of the year. I want to thank Uncle Sam's. If you've never been to Hueytown and never had a chance to eat the barbecue that is Uncle Sam's, it's fantastic. I want to thank Advance Auto Parts, Warrior River Printing, Take 5 Car Wash, Speedy's Mexican, L&L American. I want to thank Hueytown Mattress Outlet. I want to thank Dolly's Cafe, Waffle House, the Hueytown Chamber of Commerce, of course, obviously, and Hueytown Arts Council. And our presenting sponsor today wouldn't have happened. I want to thank Patrick Sellers. He is District 57. Gavin's back. Chuck's busy?
Yeah, he's going to be busy. Got a lot to do today. So.
Okay, no problem. No big deal. We hope to get him on. We got a couple of minutes. We try to get maybe one more person, or one person, I should say. Hadn't had any guests today. But you got to keep in mind, there is a lot going on. I mean, there is cars everywhere. We're setting up tables. It is quite the event. And the registration table is starting to pick up. I was a little worried, Gavin, that when I woke up this morning, that we weren't going to do this event. But I'm pleasantly surprised that it's happening.
Yeah, it wasn't looking good, but, I mean, it's starting to almost looks like it might even break up. It's gotten brighter, definitely.
All right, so we're also going to have one thing I didn't say, best of show at the end. Best of show. Okay, so that's going to be another award. So a lot of good awards, best car, best of show, people's choice, mayor's choice. Oh, so Mayor Ware will have a little pressure on today. He has to pick the mayor's choice for the winner. So we got all kinds of trophies. So we're going to do, me and Gavin are going to do a quick five questions.
Quick five questions.
And then we'll get out of here. And I've got to go on stage and start emceeing this event in about 8 to 10 minutes. Gavin, I guess, is going to be my sidekick today, co-host.
Yep, co-host.
He does it well, though, don't you?
I think so. I'd say so. I don't do it bad.
No, you definitely don't do it bad. Do you think, like, okay, let's say the first two or three shows that we did, could you have done this now?
I think I could have. I mean, I can do anything. You just got to tell me to do it. But if I can sit there and just look at the computer, make things everything sounds good, I'll do that.
Would you have felt comfortable? Would you have felt comfortable those first few shows kind of being on air and being like the co-host?
Yeah. The problem with back then was we had a lot of people there.
Yeah.
So, they were even sharing mics. I didn't really have a mic for me.
Yeah, we didn't really have a mic for you back then.
Now that we're doing these events, we really only have four chairs and we have four mics. Yeah. So
you kind of made that your thing, right?
Yeah, I'll give myself a mic.
Cool. All right, so we're going to do quick five questions, and we didn't get to do our last episode, so I'm happy here. All right, so I'm going to start off five questions. Here we go. Dream car, since we're doing a car show.
Dream car.
Yes. What would it be?
I like Broncos. I'd say it had to be like a dark green.
Okay.
Ford Bronco, and usually whenever I show somebody that, they always say, you know what, that's you.
Like, yeah.
They see me as that car.
You look like a guy that would drive a Bronco.
Thank you, I guess. I mean, it's a nice car.
All right. It's going to be me convertible black Mustang Shelby. I enjoy it. Probably, I would say, late to mid-90s, that body style.
Okay.
You know, I would never buy a convertible. It just seems like it's dangerous, not to mention the insurance would be ridiculous, and really, like
you get caught in a flash door.
Yeah, you're not. And how often are you going to use that convertible?
Yeah, that's what
you know. And when it's really hot, you don't want to have it, right? Well, and then
you get the wind as
well. It's just like the sun's on top of you.
Yeah, you'd have to be a real cool guy as well.
But having it just like having that car just to drive like every now and then would be fantastic.
Yeah.
All right.
Favorite, like pulling up to an event.
Oh yeah, just like you just pull up and go, hey, listen. It's my convertible Chevy Mustang.
Yeah.
Look at it. Okay. Favorite casserole?
Favorite casserole?
Favorite casserole.
I gotta say chicken casserole. It's pretty good. My mom makes it. She'll put broccoli in it, and it's really good.
So, okay. Is it the broccoli or is it the cheddar that makes it?
I don't think there is cheddar in it.
I wouldn't gonna go squash casserole.
Squash casserole?
Followed rather quickly behind a hash brown casserole.
Yeah, I was between that or a corn casserole.
It would not be grape salad. Let's go ahead and call
grape
that
grape salad casserole.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, no, it's not happening.
All right. So, favorite weather to sleep in?
Oh. I like the cold, as I gotta say. I'm guessing you said that because of the rain.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm kind of tired now.
Yeah, I guess I could say rain, but I feel like there's really not much more answers rather than rain.
Okay. Well, see, and here's the thing. Like today, I could have slept in, but I like a slow, steady rain. Slow, steady rain where you can hear it hitting the roof, and it just puts you to sleep. It's such a good feeling.
Yeah. Either that or, like, you know, you can hear crickets outside.
Yeah.
That's always a nice sound. Yeah.
For sure. I mean, listen, like right now, as you're listening, it is raining. It is just slow drizzle. It's been like this all morning. So there's a point of me. There's a part of me that really wants to just go under the table here and get a little shut-eye.
Just take a nap.
Favorite event we do?
I gotta say, Pawpalooza.
Okay.
All the dogs are awesome. All right. Doing the hot dog eating competition was pretty fun. And honestly, just seeing everybody's dogs and people getting along because of their dogs. It's a real good sight to see.
So Gavin does the drone at a lot of our events, and you think that's the best drone event?
Well, before when we did the old Easter egg drop, yeah. It was probably the better one.
Okay, that was a scrum. We're never doing that again.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Unfortunately, we'll do that one. But definitely, as far as drone goes, definitely Red, White, and Boom for sure.
Yeah. Red, White, and Boom is a... It's a lot of fun. It's July, though, and it's just so hot.
Yeah.
But it's that time of year where it's something about you're kind of at the top of the hill for summer, and you're about to go down that hill. So, you know, it's that middle part of summer where you're about to make that turn. And to me, my favorite time of year is fall, right? So for me, when I get to 4th of July, I start – and even though, you know, you still got a couple months of hot weather, you're starting to see maybe eventually it's the cool weather, football, fall. Yeah. So there you go. Mine's Pawpalooza, like yourself. It's got, like I said, it's got the fall feel to it, even though last year it was really hot. You got the dogs dressing up, even though I get yelled at when, and I'm not the judge. That's okay, though. If you're listening right now in Hueytown, you've yelled at me before because your dog didn't win. I didn't take it personally. I was okay with it.
Okay.
Favorite popsicle?
Popsicle?
Yes.
You know, bomb pops are really good.
Okay, bomb pop, red, white, or blue, what's the best part of the bomb pop?
I think I have to go red.
Okay. Okay. See, the first part of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to go bomb pop as well, but I'm going to lie to you. I like the blue.
Do you like start in a certain area?
I don't. I go red, white, blue.
Okay.
But the blue has that kind of berry taste to it. A lot of fun.
Yeah. They had a commercial where I said that. And it was like some people start at the bottom and then until they start in the middle,
that's weird. That's a weird start there. Yeah, there you go. So listen, we're so glad you could join us for this episode. Once again, coming to you from the Hueytown Chamber Car Show. First time since 2018. A lot of beautiful cars. So I think this event's going to be successful because we got a lot of people here on a very dreary day. So you know what? We'll have this thing next year. So we want you to be a part of that. We want you to come out, enjoy it, be a part of it, and any event we do, we'd love to have you. In fact, we'd love to have you come on and join the podcast.
We'll
talk to anybody.
Just come find us.
I've proven that, right?
Oh yeah.
There's nothing. I mean, if you saw the latest video, with me just, you know, randomly asking questions on the red carpet to our winners, I'll talk to whoever.
Yeah, well, we should have gave you a mic. Honestly, I should just shift it over.
We could have been live podcast. You know what? Next year, that's what we do.
Okay.
On the red carpet, we bring the mic out. We just stay live. You know, we could do that. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, think about that. We're going to do that live. The red carpet will be. We'll do both. We'll double dip. Red carpet on the podcast. Well, we're going to our go home song is going to be. We're going to go Rascal Flatts. Life is a Highway. I think it's from the movie Cars, right?
Yes.
So there you go. Kind of keeping with our car theme. So we hope you enjoy that. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. Until we meet again. You've been listening to Chamber Chat.
Sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate. hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.